Governor David Ige laid out a plan for major changes on how Mauna Kea will be managed in the future. Much of it was directed toward the University of Hawaii, who leases the land from the state.
We have in many ways failed the mountain, whether you see it from a cultural perspective or from a natural resource perspective. We have not done right by a very special place.
Ige called for creating a cultural council, decommissioning at least a quarter of the current telescopes by the time the TMT is complete, and returning up to 10,000 acres on Mauna Kea not being used by the observatories. But critics of the telescope say Ige's plan doesn't address the real issues. Longtime TMT opponent Kealoha Bishoda was disappointed to hear the governor announce his support of the 30-meter telescope.
It flies in the face of what the people have said. Enough is enough. We don't want any more.
Bishoda watched the governor's remarks by live stream from Hilo. She says she expects another showdown if construction is to resume on Mauna Kea.
All that he has said today has changed nothing regarding restoring balance to Mauna Kea. And he just placed himself in the same spot we've been in, which is people are going to be arrested.
Ige said he'd also like to see the University of Hawaii enter a legally binding agreement that this will be the last telescope constructed on the mountain. UH President David Lassner says he's still reviewing the governor's requests, but most of them seem reasonable.
The university deeply appreciates the governor's strong commitment to improved care for Mauna Kea. We share that commitment. We agree that the university can and must do better. And we apologize for where our efforts have fallen short.
TMT officials say they're grateful for Ige's support, but did not have a timeline on when construction may resume. Henry Yang, the chairman of the TMT International Observatory Board, acknowledged that there's still a lot of work ahead of the $1.5 billion telescope. In a written statement, he said he appreciates people who are opposed to the project and will continue to respectfully listen and work with them to seek solutions. He also thanked telescope supporters on the Big Island and beyond. Molly Solomon for HPR News.